This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your thoughts on an American becoming the Pope?
Well, I was watching it live and I went into complete shock. I really never expected to see an American Pope in my lifetime. So, it must be God's will. So we'll find out what that means for the Americans, but also for the whole world. It's every time a Holy Father is elected, it's a gift to the whole world, the universal church.
What do we know about Pope Leo XIV, Cardinal Prevost?
Well, all I know at this moment is what everyone else just heard when it was just announced that his family's from Peru, and I believe he lived in Chicago, and he was recently assigned to an office in Rome by Pope Francis. He's 69 years old, I think I heard, and that's about all I know now, except that he's the Holy Father.
What are you hoping the new Pope's message will be? How much of a shift do you anticipate Pope Leo XIV will be from Pope Francis?
Well, I'm not really sure. It's funny because Francis was from South America, and we just moved north. Technically, I guess Francis was an American, although he wasn't from the United States per se. But I think, I think there's if you want to call it a shift, I think there's just with the change in leadership, it always has to do with finding out what that person's gifts are, what their talents and their charisms are for serving the church. And I think every pope kind of has his own, develops his own style of leadership. In my lifetime, there's been probably about six or seven popes, and each one was a little bit different from each other. And each one just brings something to the office. And it's a fascinating time to be an American and to be a priest in America and hear them say that we have an American Pope.
You said you were in shock at the beginning of this conversation and you never thought this would happen in your lifetime. What would this mean for those who want to enter the clergy from the United States, that maybe one day they could become a pope?
Well, they always say that the people who enter seminary who want to be pope should probably be dismissed within the first 6 months if they have that much ambition. But I think what it just shows that, the Holy Spirit moves where it will, and that nothing's impossible with God. Truly nothing is impossible with God when we hear news like this. And I've always just been told by people older than I, that they said, you won't see an American Pope in your lifetime. So I never even had the thoughts. I saw Cardinal Sean from Boston, the retired Cardinal, who's a Franciscan friar. I saw him standing at the Vatican. I said, I know him. He's one of the only cardinals I ever met. I met him for about 3 minutes over in France on a pilgrimage about 12 years ago. But an American Pope, still going to take us a while to wrap our heads around that. And, it's a brand new gift that we just received.
And we just heard, as we're speaking, we just heard from Pope Leo XIV for the first time. What were you able to take from the Pope's first message?
Well, this is a common theme from those opening messages. It's always a wish of the peace of Christ on the world. It's always a call for people to unite across borders and across differences, to let love and forgiveness and mercy have their way through the ministry of Christ that comes through the church. And so there's always a call. The popes are always proclaiming the call for peace and to be peacemakers, because Jesus says, peace is the gift I give to you. And so they kind of bear that message in a very personal way as the vicar of Christ on earth. I'm anxious to learn a lot more about Pope Francis the 14th, and now I have to practice saying his name at Mass because I was still saying Pope Francis every day after he passed away. So it's time for transition and a few good post-it notes in my liturgical books.